Welcome to Free Time with the Catman, with your host,
Cat Ishikawa.
Food is a frequent topic of fireside fun. From their Carnation Instant Breakfast commercials at the beginning of their career, to Phil Austin's school lunch fantasies they were performing in their most recent shows, digestion has long been a subject of fascination for the four or five crazy guys.
Welcome to the stirring adventures of the cooking detective, Nick Danger, third of a cup.
This is Nick Danger reporting. I thought we'd take some time off this week and discuss food. That's right, food. There's nothing I count on more to get me through day after day in this troubled world than food. And although there's a million different ways to say it all over the world, I think I could get a pretty good international show of hands to back up my theory that it's the world's favorite dish. Yep, there's nothing like food. Except maybe water. Got a drink. Although the food contains water. There you go. Watery food is just the trick. And that reminds me of I stumbled into a little place the other night here. It's called The Clear Plate. And it features water. Good old H2O. But water prepared in ways only God or a Californian could imagine. I tell you, I'm a convert. I used to be a meat and potatoes man. You know, I never met a potato I didn't like to meet. But I hadn't tried the grilled Wyoming spring water at The Clear Plate. Chef Eddie Chickenbacker just touches the water to the hot grill, then serves it up in a fine old white plate. All you need is a spoon and a big appetite for this one, because the servings are definitely not Nouvelle at The Clear Plate. And at $26, the dish will not strap the American Express card of even a junior senator. I'd also suggest the mesquite-whipped rack of seltzer, enough for the whole table, and top off with the excellent dessert tray, with its clatter of glasses filled with waters laced with international additives. I find the chlorine mousse excellent, but my attractive companion, furnished, I might add, by the Congressional Welcome Wagon, liked the fluoride aperitif. All in all, a memorable evening. Me and the dame repaired to my hotel room, the one with the romantic flashing neon sign outside the breeze-whipped curtains that reads, Danger, another touch of hospitality by Ann Vegan Smith of the Congressional Welcome Wagon. Thanks, Ann. Where was I? Oh, yeah. The dame melted into my arms. Nick, she sighed. Yeah, baby, I whispered. I'm hungry, she moaned.
You've been listening to the adventures of Nick Danger, and I, too, am getting famished listening to this one.
When you can't stand the pace in the big rodent race, come on in where it's safe, where the menu is trained. There's a smell in the air that reminds you of hair. You've got something to get, and it looks like your pet.
Aren't you hungry?
First we take some rat parts and fry them up real nice. Then we skin the kitties and barbecue the mice.
Guts in a cup, yum! Mouse on a stick, wow!
French fried fleas and beer battered tits.
Fried in a box.
We fry what you want.
There's only one thing a kid can do that can save his mind and his soul, and that's drink diet-free cola until he turns into a laboratory rat. Yeah, just another mouse in the house. Oh boy, only one calorie per drink. Isn't that great? And I get to eat my favorite of all foods, insect chips. Well, you know them. This is a great test market, Denver. They tried them here first. Yeah, this is La Cucarochi brand with the real smell of the Colorado-Mexican border. And it's got the little bugs in it, the little insects with the heads that go pop, pop, pop when you eat them. Mmm. And real greely silverfish. Wow! Yes, those were the silverfish that some of our forefathers sold to Washington as precious metal. Whoa, boy, what a scam. Well, sure, I'm going to do what all kids and adults who still think like kids do in this state. I'm going to watch television until my eyes drop out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, when I was traveling in Turkey back in the mid-60s...
It's appropriate to talk about this at Thanksgiving.
It is.
Go ahead.
I come into this small town called Kilis, and I sit there...
Kilas?
Kilis.
Kill them.
Kilis, and I say, what's happening tonight? And they say, movie, there's a movie, let's go see a movie. So I expect to go someplace called, like, you know, the Kilis Bijou. It was the side of a mosque.
Uh-huh.
And they were showing...
The Mosque of Zorro.
They're showing a movie called, with Yul Brynner, called The Opium is Also a Flower. The Poppy is Also a Flower.
Oh, yeah.
It was that opium movie. So I'm sitting here seeing this movie about opium in Lower Turkey.
How's that for opiums?
And all these, you know, and they're going up and they're grabbing these things, go by like these big bugs, and I think they're going to swat them. They're eating them, man. They go, eat them. And I go, wow, I'm not in Kansas anymore. Yes. Hey,
see, we call that fly bean.
Bean.
Yes.
Faul. Oh, that's masca. Masca bon faul. Be faul. Yeah, very good, very good.
Nod out of the town. Discriminated earth persons have to fall out behind a wall of masks at Mir Noche's bomba shelter.
Wow! Every night you can push it along to the phenomenal emissions of Los Chicanos from el outer space.
Las Fabulous, this week only red beans and red.
Okay, Jose, order up our special sandwich, a Sleepy Joe. Once enough, because they're half dog food, half downer.
That's right. Bad food and bad people go together at La Bomba Chamber.
I got a La Bomba, baby. I'm a Palombra, but it's a good thing because I'm a lizard and we're talking. Talking about Mayo Noches, Bomba Shelters, in Toyo, Tri-City, my monster island. And now, because they love on the Dog Star Skyway, just off of Sector D for Dowers. Take care of me, baby. I'm the lizard. I'm looking for you, darling.
Dixie, who are those two old guys over in booth six?
Oh, those are a couple of regular old guys, Bill Oldman and Uncle Dave. They always come in for the senior special. Let me go take care of them.
Bill, you don't mind if I sit down here next to you, do you?
You were sitting, Uncle Bob.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Anyway,
like to sit on my lap.
I'm 89, as I was saying yesterday, and I still have my own teeth right here in my jacket pocket.
Those are nice. Stop nipping at my elbow.
You know, my daughter-in-law asked me yesterday, how do you get children to brush their teeth, Billy? Well, Edith, or Angel Dutch, actually. She changed her name to Angel Dutch back in the 60s. Honey, I said Irish whiskey. You know, I always brush with Irish whiskey.
Don't let the cat out of the doggy bag
It tastes good and it numbs your gums.
Listen, I don't want to sound a sour note, Uncle Bob, but let me let you in on a little secret sauce.
Yeah, what? Oh, really?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't really get that on your loofer.
So anyway, I said use Irish whiskey flavoring with the kids, which you can get in any convenience store in Europe. I remember seeing it there during one of the wars, you know, the one that we won.
If I wanted a nighttime story, I would have been at the motel.
So, anyway...
I'm Flemished.
I may have come across it on one of those cruises I took with my late wife, who was, I believe, still living at the time.
She's not here yet.
No.
She's late.
She is. She's my late wife. Anyway, brushing with whiskey will benefit the kids in two ways, Bill. First, they'll be brushing their teeth. And one, they will learn to hate strong liquor early in the morning, and they won't grow up like their Uncle Dave.
Oh, you put some of that on your hair, and you'll really have some salve on your neck.
Can I have some of that?
I'd like the facial.
Can I order that?
This is the facial combo platter. Oh. Have you tried it?
Oh, you just popped my hearing aid right out.
This is the,
you hear that?
The Popeye peas.
Doggone it. Let me turn it up
olive
a little bit.
Loaf.
Are you boys ready to order yet?
Who are you?
Hello, I'm Dixie.
Oh, Dixie, hello.
I've been motioning
sweetheart
to you all night.
Oh, well, I told you to watch your hands.
Let's see what we got here.
Uncle Bob, would you like the iced earlobe with puncture tool?
I'll have my regular, the meatloaf suppository and a glass of glycerin, two straws.
Now, boys, I thought you might want something soft, like scrambled cigs with uplinks.
I don't smoke anymore.
I'll
have you got any specials? What? Let me look at the menu.
Look at this. There's
half-price specials. I'll have the half-baked Medicare cakes with the Hillary sauce.
Oh, very good.
They still have fiddle ferns and their own permanent onion rosin.
Boys, I
have
who's
going to pay for that, by the way?
Listen, what about the Gillespie greens and a puff cheek pastry?
We don't have them.
Just thinking about it makes me dizzy.
Right,
Dixie, come on over here.
So anyway, I said...
It's impossible to just take their
I couldn't watch TV because electricity hadn't been invented yet. And so, I made up my own start.
Yeah, just let them be. Let them be. They've been here. They spend all night. Just
I know
take
the
them
boys
for something
in the
nice.
Waiter,
a
there's a snarkle deal
in
with
my soup.
Yeah,
bill.
Listen, Dixie.
It's hopeless.
Why don't you go down and get the order from the boys in the van, would you? Because those guys are hungry, and they're going to be playing some very hot music to come, and I want the calories to heat up.
Okie dokie.
Right? Okay, let them go.
And please be careful down there.
You know, Rex?
Yeah, I think that's me.
Well, I've been drinking this popular brand of beer pretty near 100 years. I'm still so depressed.
Me too. I can't even line dance anymore.
You boys are down in the dumpsters because your adult beverage is only an alcoholic-enhanced dietary supplement.
How come you're so peppy, Roy?
Here, take a swig of what my grandkids put me on, the last Roundup.
I'll try anything.
Polar Pro.
Dang, I do feel a whole lot less suicidal.
And I got the Texas Trots again.
Yee-haw!
Polar Pro, a prescription beer for older Americans with natural Alaskan bear urine and Prozac. Consult your doctor if you're pregnant, over 80, and operating heavy equipment.
Yee-haw! A found poem for radio. Garlic for memory. Washington. Eleanor Roosevelt wrote that she kept her memory sharp by eating 3 chocolate-covered garlic balls every day at breakfast.
What a wonderful supper. Cold baked jelly beans, cottage cheese, remorse salad, wasted opportunity pie. I've got to take a wicked shit.
Son of a bitch! Which one of you crazy bastards made that fabulous dessert? That baked Hiroshima was a blast!
Don't thank me, Mr. President. I didn't have a fucking thing to do with it. It was Ike did the desserts, or maybe Lyndon.
Lyndon, that's the one!
God's gonads, Mr. President. That dessert weren't nothing. It was my special Agent Orange sauce. What made the difference?
Well, hell's bells. It was de goddamn licious. Hey, let's all get soused. What do you say, huh? Let's have some highballs. Franklin, what do you... Oh, for God's sake, Franklin's still asleep. Are we going to have to wait till he sleeps through his fourth term before we can have some goddamn highballs around here? Franklin!
Oh, good evening, gentlemen. Oh, are we going to watch television?
No, we're not going to watch television, Mr. President. We're going to have some goddamn highballs. And then,
I think we should all play Frisbee with Queen Reagan's new china set. What do you say? I am a bit disappointed. I thought we were going to watch television.
Shit. There's nothing on. They canceled the fucking football game. Shit.
At ease, Mammy Jammers. it sure has been a lot more relaxed around the White House. Ever since Ronnie went down to Con the Coons in Cancun and took that mega bitch of a ball-busted wife of his with him.
I'll drink to that.
Oh, God's nether parts, Harry. You'll drink to anything. Yes, yes. Oh, I like it here so much better. I certainly do like you, Mr. President, yes. You tried to win a war.
Oh, shit on a stick, Franklin. You started one.
But, Mr. President, I dropped the goddamn bomb.
You really gave him hell, Harry-san.
If you can't stand the heat, stay out of Nagasaki.
You know, Mr. President, I've been thinking. I've been wondering, have you got the fucking TV guide?
We're not going to watch TV, Mr. President. We're going to get soused on some highballs, and hey, maybe later you and I can play the piano. Do you know chopsticks?
I make very few personal friends. I'm a lonely man.
No. It's really very simple. You just jam the chopsticks up under your fingernails and bang away on the keys. All these chink tunes sound the same to me, huh?
I never did like him.
Which one?
The little one with the hat. Me.
Yes, he never would have been president if it hadn't been for my heart.
Damn, that hot, horny, humping little honeycomb in the hot springs, Franklin.
Say, Mr. President.
Yes?
Confidentially.
Yes?
Have we eaten dinner yet?
Well, I sure as hell have. Excuse me, Mr. President, but I gotta go to the crapper. So long.
Oh. God damn, I love the smell of fresh napalm in the morning.
Yes, yes. Like mustard gas and dead horse hair.
Yeah, it makes me hungry just to think of it. Well, I'm going to pour some of my secret barbecue sauce on my pecker and get all ready for Lady Bird. Hey, Lady Bird, standing tall for you. Coming, baby.
You know what I like? Ask me.
Oh, well, what do you like?
Big legs.
Ah, I had big legs once.
Big old, meaty old, great, big old, great, big old, meaty old, big old, big old net nylon stocking, big old heels and big old legs. I remember so much. It comes rushing back at me. I remember how there used to be, something to eat late at night in the White House. Damn, that Ike could make great military industrial tarts. And that woman in Ehrlichman's office, the one with the the flat top and the humongous tits. The rest of it may as well have been a dream. Merely a dream. All the men and women, merely fucking players. Strutting and fretting their fucking hour. What about the stage?
Chow, Dick.
I've already eaten.
Go to hell, Harry.
All the way, LBJ.
Come on, Lady Bird, let's hope in my library.
Oh, yes. Well, now that we're alone, Rona, and you too, Tom. Good morning, Jane. And Willard. Yes, there's a story I've always wanted to tell you, Rona, about the time that I was in Yalta with Uncle Joe. Well, all Joe wanted to talk about was the bomb. But what I wanted was his recipe for borscht. Now, here it is. First, you take a few beets from the peasants. Then you throw in a handful of reds. And you stir them around real good. Now that's a wonderful supper.
And now, President Nixon's chili con carne. 1 pound ground beef, one large onion chopped, one green pepper chopped, 1 1/2 cups red chili beans, 3 1/2 cups tomatoes, 3 tablespoons fat, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 to 3 teaspoons chili powder, 1 to 2 cloves of garlic, and 1 teaspoon paprika with a dash of cayenne pepper. Soak with the beans overnight in a tub of cold water. Cook in boiling salted water until tender. Drain well. Brown meat, onion, and green pepper in hot fat. Add tomatoes and seasoning. Simmer slowly for about 12 hours. Add water if necessary or have a fire extinguisher handy. Serves 1.
I've been soaking in the tub with the beans for 6 hours, and I'm all wrinkly.
But you look good enough to eat.
Serves 1?
Well, it's President Nixon's chili con carne.
Serves 1 or none.
Keeps it all to himself, you see.
He has to give it to his taster first to make sure he hasn't poisoned.
Get us
himself
out of this echo chamber.
Tired of something different? Think you've eaten it all? Well, you're wrong again. Until you've tasted Real Food Brand reconstituted artificial food with just a hint o' taste. Real Food Brand is so good, you can't tell it from the real thing. Packed in plastic to keep it clean, Real Food comes in 3 USDA-approved flavors. Spicy Wool, Imitation Chicken Fricassee, and Desert Tested Salt.
And in 2 convenient textures, bland, and for the youngsters, new now Nitty Gritty Bland. Buy some today. You'll never forget you did.
Nancy, she was beautiful.
Nick.
She was soaked.
Nick, you've got to help me.
She was holding a large pizza box.
Get ready for Nick Danger in the Backwards Pizza.
Come on in, baby. No one should eat a large pizza alone.
Take your hands off my pizza, Nick. It's...
She searched for her word.
Now, where did I put that word?
Here it is. It's mine. Give me that pizza.
Nick, stop. You're eating the crust first.
Suddenly it hit me. She was right. I had everything backwards.
Because it's the new stuffed crust pizza from Pizza Hut, Nick, with a zesty new sauce, plus bubbly hot mozzarella cheese baked in the outer edge of a tasty new crust. Just $9.99 for a large one topping. So deliciously different, you'll have to eat it. Backwards.
Oh, Nicky, Nick, that new stuffed crust pizza has you under some kind of spell.
No, Nancy, you still spell it P-I-Z-Z-A.
What?
Will Nick remain spellbound and eat his stuffed crust pizza crust first? Will you? Go to Pizza Hut and find out today.
Limited time offer. And by...
My favorite, old plain wrap, aged on the shelf, like me.
Hey, just because you're out drinking with your friends on the stoop doesn't mean you have to be one. Step up to the many tastes of Vino Brothers wine. There's Vino White, it's dry. Add water, it's wet. Add sugar, it's a fine sherry. Add ketchup and blow in the bottle, it's a sparkling rosé. Vino Brothers, WinoBros. Look for the bottle shaped like a paper bag.
Is Professor Zygote still in his secret laboratory?
Yes, he shut himself in there for 5 days working on his new biochemical discovery.
Hasn't he eaten?
No, I tried to slip trays of food under the door, but they don't fit.
There's only one thing that will fit, a package of Carnation Instant Breakfast.
You're right, let's try it.
Professor, we've brought you some breakfast.
How many times do I have to tell you? I don't want any greasy bacon, cold eggs, and soggy toast all squashed under my door.
But, Professor, this is different. Just listen to what's in it. Sucrose, sodium silicoaluminate, sodium ascorbate, ferric orthophosphate,
yum, yum.
Riboflavin, pyridoxine hydrochloride.
I never realized how hungry I was.
Give it to me.
Wait, Professor, you have to mix it with milk.
What's that?
Supersaturated homogenized calcium lactose.
Why didn't you say so?
Carnation Instant Breakfast. Lots of delicious flavors. Just mix a package with supersaturated homogenized calcium lactose.
What's that?
Start off your day.
Oh, that's weird.
I won't bite you.
Weird. Too much.
Is it too much, Fred? Pull the curtain, Fred. Look at this. Look at this steaming heap. Too much of admirable birds, correctly bound French fried chicken fingers. Too many guts of Mother Baker's deep dish sheep dip cherry stone pie. Too many.
Really looks good. Oh, no, no, man. I want more.
Then
more.
Take some, friends. Then dip deep. Darlings, take some pot buttered croak.
Okay, man, you've been talking a lot. Hand him over here.
Here you are!
Oh, my God, you're still warm.
Hey, thank
you,
friend.
Covered with... thank you, this is amazing.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
With your mouth full, I'll talk to you. Eat.
Okay, I'm eating.
While you eat, be assured, dear friend, that one of the two greatest guys in the universe, that great guy upstairs,
thank
is
you.
Thanking me.
Thank you.
As you are thanking me.
Thank you. Certainly
does. Feel your heart burning?
Oh, I can feel it.
Can you feel a change? Are you full? Don't you feel the changes, dear friend?
Oh, right on, Dale.
Are you changing, friend?
I am
changing with the times, so let's meet him.
Well, Jerry, our next famous fall guy is still putting his art in cans from Canada to Kashmir. Winner of the Academy's coveted Good Sport Award in 1956 for Excellence in Hollywood, meet George Leroy Tirebiter.
Hubba, hubba, George. What a suit. Well, it's nice to see you looking like you're back on your feet again, George, and ready to play our little game again.
Thank you very much.
George, first a tip for our viewers, maybe. How does an old man like you stay alive?
Well, sir, I try to get up every morning and watch television all day, Mr. Yellow.
Do you have a special diet, George?
I don't eat.
You don't eat?
No, but it hasn't affected my appetite.
Well, George...
You don't have any little throat clusters I can chew on, maybe, do you?
Later, George. You won't want to eat in a minute after you turn your back.
And so I come to you, my dear, my heart above my head.
Well, that's a...
Yes, mistress!
That's a German mystical lyric. That's like those pictures on those beer bottles of the stag with the heart over its head. You know that one with the gold coming out of it? And that's the beer that's always dark and gets you drunk. It makes you see visions of these... You know, these antelopes and things
dark
running around.
Has a little stag part.
Right. It's true, no. You really do. You know, you are who you think you eat. You really are. I'm quite sure that if you were more careful about looking at the labels of things, of what you put inside your body, you'd be more aware of, like, why your dreams are, what you dream.
It's true. Right.
You mean
it's true.
Food controls dreams?
Labels,
no,
labels control well, dreams? Well, it's like the fact that you can heal...
A label!
A label.
You dreaded Yiddish monster.
Right. The label.
A label!
The label, yeah. The label, right.
Friend, the ladle.
No, it's from the ladle, yeah, right.
The griddle.
The griddle is a ladle made entirely out of monster. Right.
You've heard of bobbling a fly.
That's right. Well, labels. Labels are very, very, very important. Like, for example, think of some labels that I've had. Like, I just had some Japanese lager yesterday, right? I had some Japanese lager with a big red star on it. And I had one, and, of course, you know, beer is a psychedelic, and I always take a very heavy trip on a bottle of beer.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever bummed out on beer?
Oh, man, I've been sitting sometimes after I've had, like, a whole beer.
Yeah?
And somebody...
A whole beer? That's like about 10,000 mics of beer.
That's like 16 fluid ounces of pure beer.
Have you ever shot beer, man?
Oh, sure, man. And missed.
Oh, yeah.
It's incredible, yeah. I was really in an incredible state. I took a whole bottle, and somebody came in, man, and started to play games with me.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Arm games.
Mouth games, and I could see the bubbles coming up from all over them, right? You know, yeah. I was beginning to have the vision of Burlito.
Burlito,
right.
Also known as this guy in this t-shirt.
Also known as the Schlitzer, right? Which
right.
is the person you
the
see.
The Schlitzer.
That's right. If you drink it near where it was made, where the hops grew. If you go down like the Santa Ana Freeway and drink a Brew 102, you know, like you'll see the Schlitzer. Right, he'll come to you and tell you your real name.
He gets down and plays like a dog around your feet.
Right. Exactly, he's got a...
Throwing up wildly.
The Schlitzer has got this T-shirt on with these two cams.
Yeah.
Two cams, right? And it says under it, what does it usually say?
Something nice
like
cams.
Artunian's Texaco Elixir of Life, right?
Yeah,
right.
Well, fast life there. You can do anything you want at night. Everything's open. All the stores are open. You can eat all the time. Mounds of food. Hungarian, German, Italian. So much Italian food and so much food.
You lived in the village.
Eat and eat and eat and eat and eat.
Yeah, I have a poem I'm going to read, okay, because Tiny just gave me an introduction.
I have a poem I'm going to eat.
Okay. This is a dull poem by...
That's okay, I'll eat while you're
here. Okay.
This
by
is good.
Paul Blackburn. Mm. I'm going to read some Paul Blackburn New York poems from time to time. Zen Foods, it says on the truck outside. What can be seen through the bakery door, 3rd Avenue and 24th, where it is lunchtime Saturday. The truck is blocked. A young man with a portfolio from the art school next block. He walks very proud, straight, walked, disappeared behind truck where he can see, I can't. Two boys making a fire in a can in a vacant lot across the avenue. Extends the depth of one building but was a half block of tenements a year gone, half the way to 25th. The wood was wet, was set before the truck came in and parked and smoked. No cherries here, no Mickey's there. It's wet, I wonder... what there might be in that truck. Zen Foods. Bean sprouts and rice, all of Chinatown's fowl and fish and vegetable. Zen Foods. No Mickeys. Does this generation know about Mickeys set among coals, wood fires in vacant lots, cooked to half raw and eaten with stolen salt, charred skins and all? Even in those islands of still poor Irish, their isolated blocks about the city, no mix here, no cherries there, bean sprouts with rice and comidas criollas composed of the obscure parts of dead pigs. The bakery's German and serves healthy, bland, Middle Europa meals for about a buck. Tender loin tomorrow, goulash today. I bring my own wine. Zen Foods. Two elderly men with long overcoats from third-hand shops look at me meanly, leaving, wishing the wine were theirs, mutter. The boys in the lot appear throwing bricks, broken Ignatz brick at one another and jeering. No mix here, no krauts there, no. Some seven-year-olds outside the plate glass window are trying to liberate my bicycle. It is too securely locked to a leg of a no-parking sign garnished with metered parking and the meters as well. They try the lamp and go see if some 8-year-old friend has been gifted with a screwdriver. The waitress starts again to come on, always a bit crude. That ends. I am returned to the hopeless scene, having the dollar to pay. I pay, leave tip. The Zen Food truck pulls out. How many crawlers? Two. I do two.
Zen Foods by influential New York poet Paul Blackburn. Paul had a poetry show on WBAI in the mid-60s. David Osman interviewed Paul, as well as America's favorite Zen eco-muse, Gary Snyder, for David's WBAI show in the early 60s.
Range.
Hello, hello.
Hello, hello.
Smokey the Bear.
Don't bogart that joint. Pass it over to me, my friend.
Oh, boy, come on, David, read the story. Come
okay.
on, come on.
Once in the Jurassic, About 150 million years ago, the great Sun Buddha, in this corner of the infinite void, gave a great discourse to all the assembled elements and energies, to the standing beings, the walking beings, the flying beings, and the sitting beings, even grasses, to the number of 13 billion, each one born from a seed. All assembled there, a discourse concerning enlightenment on the planet Earth. He said, in some future time, there will be a continent called America. It will have great centers of power called such as Pyramid Lake, Walden Pond, Mount Rainier, Big Sur, Everglades, and so forth, and powerful nerves and channels such as Columbia River, Mississippi River, and Grand Canyon. The human race in that era will get into troubles all over its head and practically wreck everything in spite of its own strong, intelligent Buddha nature. The twisting strata of the great mountains and the pulsing of the great volcanoes are my love burning deep in the earth. My obstinate compassion is schist and basalt and granite to be mountains, to bring down the rain. In that future American era, I shall enter a new form to cure the world of loveless knowledge that seeks with blind hunger and mindless rage eating food that will not fill it. And he showed himself in his true form, Smokey the Bear. A handsome, smoky-colored, brown bear standing on his hind legs, showing that he is aroused and watchful, bearing his right paw, the shovel that digs to the truth beneath appearances, cuts the roots of useless attachments, and flings damp sand on the fires of greed and war.
Watch it, Smokey.
His left paw, in the mudra of comradely display, indicating that all creatures have the full right to live to their limits, and that deer, rabbits, chipmunks, snakes, dandelions, and lizards all grow in the realm of the Dharma. Wearing the blue work overall, symbolic of slaves and laborers, the countless men oppressed by a civilization that claims to save but only destroys. Wearing the broad-brimmed hat of the West, symbolic of the forces that guard the wilderness, which is the natural state of the Dharma and the true path of man on earth. All true paths lead through mountains. With a halo of smoke and flame behind, the forest fires of the Kali Yuga, fires caused by the stupidity of those who think things can be gained and lost, whereas, in truth, all is contained vast and free in the blue sky and green earth of one mind. Round-bellied, to show his kind nature, and that the great earth has food enough for everyone who loves her and trusts her, trampling underfoot wasteful freeways and needless suburbs, smashing the worms of capitalism and totalitarianism, indicating the task, his followers, becoming free of cars, houses, canned food, universities, and shoes, master the three mysteries of their own body, speech, and mind, and fearlessly chop down the rotten trees and prune out the sick limbs of this country, America, and then burn the leftover trash. Wrathful but calm, austere but comic, Smokey the Bear will illuminate those who would help him. But for those who would hinder or slander him, he will put them out. Thus, his great mantra. I dedicate myself to the universal diamond, be this raging fury destroyed, and he will protect those who love woods and rivers, gods and animals, hobos and madmen, prisoners and sick people, musicians, playful women and hopeful children. And if anyone is threatened by advertising, air pollution, or the police, they should chant Smokey the Bear's war spell. Drown their butts, crush their butts, 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 drown their butts. And Smokey the Bear will surely appear to put the enemy out with his Vajra shovel. Now those who practice and recite this sutra and then try to put it in practice will accumulate merit as countless as the sands of Arizona and Nevada, will help save the planet Earth from total oil slick, will enter the age of harmony of man and nature, will win the tender love and caresses of men, women, and beasts, will always have ripe blackberries to eat and a sunny spot under a pine tree to sit at, and in the end will win highest, perfect enlightenment. and that we have heard.
Gentlemen, I would like to leave you then with this tomato planter to help you ecologists. I know you hippies like to grow your own food. And this Campbell's tomato planter, I'll just read you what's in it here. It grows five tomato plants. It's a 1970 tomato planter used before June 30th, 1970. Tomato seed.
Oh, it'll die. It's done in Japan.
Tomato seed, Campbell 17, lot number 7110C.
Don't look back.
Germination 80%, date tested November 1969. Minimum of seeds, 9. Growing mixture composed of vermiculite and peat moss with fertilizer. Campbell Soup Company, Camden, New Jersey, 08101.
You can grow your own soup.
I've got
your
own business going on.
Grow your own
soup's on.
Oh, good. Hey, dinner will be ready in 3 months. Got another joint?
Soup's on.
What are we having? Campbell pig. Yeah.
No more than one daily bag limit of each kind of fish, frogs, mollusks, or crustaceans named in these regulations may be taken or possessed, unless otherwise authorized.
We're having authorized possessed mollusks for dinner. Would you like to have them as soon as we grow the soup? It'll be right on.
Don't tell them.
Only me, the fresh ship. Tonight, my dear one, we are going to prepare and eat and enjoy together a dish from the exotic faraway land of Casablanca in Morocco. Tonight for you and me and us, we make beignets au banane, or translated, banana hat. To prepare this luscious dish, take 1 hour in advance to shower and pretty up. Then, meet him at the door. He will be carrying 2 eggs and, of course, 9 or 10 big bananas. Don't slam the door in his face, but welcome him warmly like this. Being careful not to bruise or overexcite the bananas. Then, place the bananas in comfortable places around the house. On a big sofa, in an easy chair, on top of the TV, in front of the TV. Don't worry, well, just let your imagination go wild and leave them there for a few days at least. This way, the bananas become like old friends. And you know, it is always best to cook with and eat a good friend. Now, slip out of something comfortable, and we are ready to begin. First, assemble and scrub vigorously the ingredients with lye soap. And after washing your mouth out with it, arrange the eggs and the bananas deliciously upon a cracked terrace, thusly. Oh, then, pull out the wheat sticks, farina, rice bodies, and groat cakes. Crumble them and pit them, and put this aside. We won't be using it until next week. When I show you how to make salt pudding. Now, pick up the 2 entire eggs, and kiss them so. Then, covering your eyes if possible, smash them with a lead cudgel. Till the little white part look like paint flakes. Then, mix well while adding progressively some artificial milk. Play with this with your fingers and rub it on your face. Then, let it all stand out for a while, an hour or two, until the scum on the top becomes sticky. While waiting, you can watch TV with a banana or something. Now for the bananas. Gather them all together and épluche them swiftly before they know what happens. And put them also into the hot fudge we prepared last week. and sitting them under a rather high flame, burn them until mushy. Scrape off the crust, brush and powder them with soft powder, flam seasoning and ground glass to taste. Then, my darling, open a fine bottle of Japanese wine, preferably Nippon Cadet Odd 69. Turn out the lights, sit on the floor, and eat them in the dark. And darling, remember, please, always serve this dish hot. Piping hot. Thank you.
Music. If you can't, no, they can't go right into music. You can't go into, you have to do something.
There is from 1886 a menu developed by a gentleman in Chicago, featuring some of America's most noteworthy wildlife. For soup, venison hunter style and game broth, fish broiled trout with shrimp sauce, baked black bass with claret sauce, boiled foods, leg of mountain sheep and ham of bear, venison tongue, buffalo tongue, loin of buffalo, mountain sheep, wild goose, quail, redhead duck, jackrabbit, black-tailed deer, coon, canvasback duck, English hare, blue-winged teal, partridge, widgeon, brant, saddle of venison, pheasants, mallard duck, prairie chicken, wild turkey, spotted grouse, black bear, opossum, leg of elk, wood duck, sandhill crane, ruffed grouse, and cinnamon bear. Most of which don't live here anymore.
No, Maggie doesn't live here anymore, no.
Yes, they all went away.
No, yeah, yes, right. They all went away to the little foreign town of D.C.
Thank you, Jesus.
What?
Thank you, Jesus, for giving us room to live in this fine country. Thank you, Jesus, for taking away all the beaver. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for taking away all the buffalo.
Yeah, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus, there was no room for us and the buffalo. Thank you, Jesus, for letting us win the war against the cow.
Curb your dog, Jesus.
Ontario School District, Wednesday, taco with meat, cheese and lettuce, Spanish beans, glazed carrots, French bread and butter, applesauce and milk. Chaffee Union High School District, Wednesday, cheese or meat pizza, potato chips, black olives, cubed cherry jello in cup, milk or fruit punch. Friday, baked tuna noodle casserole, buttered peas, celery sticks, hot roll and butter, milk or fruit punch or cook's choice. Wednesday, beef and gravy on mashed potatoes, tossed green salad, carrot sticks.
P-E-P-E-P, more pep pills!
Cambridge, England. Candy containing LSD and pep pills is being peddled outside schools by pushers disguised as ice cream vendors. An Anglican nun charged at an education conference Saturday. Sister Patricia of the Anglican community of St. Mary the Virgin said her girls had told her that the candy dope came in four colors. Mauve ones called purple mist, white ones called white lights, pink ones called strawberry fair, and yellow ones called sunshine. She addressed 270 headmasters of British secondary schools.
Altaloma School, Wednesday, pizza pie, beef and cheese, coleslaw, buttered corn, date cookies, and milk. Friday, fish sticks, tartar sauce, buttered carrots, cabbage salad, cornbread and butter, fruit cup, and milk. Wednesday, ground beef gravy over mashed potatoes, buttered green beans, carrot stick, hot roll.
Barracuda, limit 10 barracuda. Minimum length, not more than 2 fish, less than 28 inches in length, measured from the tip of the lower jaw to the end of the longest lobe of the tail, may be possessed with the head on or 17 inches in length, measured from the first insertion of the first dorsal fin, end of the longest lobe of the tail, may be possessed with the head off. Boom, boom.
They're in Glendale.
Yeah, well, they're still in Fresno, but the rugs have worn out in Fresno. The grapes are dying, man, and we are moving south.
Yeah, no, the Grape Society, remember that LBJ tried? Didn't pass it, man. Got squeezed. They got squeezed out of the Grape Society.
Cesar Chavez, man, he ended that whole thing.
Hey,
man.
But it's a day. Yeah. Do you know that they have Cesar Chavez Day here in California?
Yeah. Oh, I'd celebrate that, man.
I would indeed. How would you celebrate it? Striking?
Eat some lettuce, man.
Maybe how about
have a Caesar salad?
No. I have a documentary made about myself.
Oh yeah,
Joan Baez. And
hey, you
Bob
know what you
Dylan,
do? You'd order a Caesar salad and then say, "I'm not going to eat it," and throw it on the floor.
That's good, man.
All right,
that's
it's good. A refusenik.
Yeah. Yeah, well, you know, just make
well, nobody eats
point,
lettuce
you know?
Anymore anyway, because a lettuce and a frog if shall you... lead them. Remember that?
That's right.
Yeah, ever since the lettuces and the just frogs
make,
got together.
Just make it a political point, man. Is that the way you make a political point? You throw your salad on the floor, man?
Yeah.
This is when you upscale Beverly Hills restaurant, man.
Oh,
this
that's
a famous
to
star
to.
In the corner,
yeah,
man. I'm going
right.
to throw my salad on the floor. See what you think, famous star, man.
Now you get it.
And the waiter's going, oh, he's in the Firesign Theater. His wife. Told me.
Yeah. He slipped me $10 with his name on it. This is from Phil Proctor.
Give him the free day old dessert.
Yeah, okay, all right. Right, okay, in, right okay. in his head,
all right,
man.
Listen, to get you.
Oh, well, they've all gone. Madge, will you help me put the rest of the chicken a la king back in the fridge?
Honestly, Joyce, I don't know where you get all the energy.
Oh, well, I have 14 children, president of the World Bank, and you still find time to make the best buffet in Fresno. I can remember when the least little problem put you right to sleep.
Oh, well, not anymore, Madge. Not since I discovered a simple little pill called Methadrine.
Methadrine, available on a prescription at drug centers everywhere. Remember, Methadrine carries the seal of approval of the Armenian Medical Association.
Look, baby, night. I was down in Sector N late at night. You know what they got there?
No, what?
They've got drive-in girly hot dog hamburger stands, you know?
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yeah, yeah, bottomless.
Oh, really?
There's no bun on the bottom of the hot dog.
Right. Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Right, yeah. Right, no really bun
can,
on the bottom?
You can really,
is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. That's right. That's right.
I also had a gabelsfrühstück there. Or that's called a fork breakfast. If you work all day like I do and sleep all night, you get up in the morning and you have an early breakfast. It's kind of a Viennese trip that they brought over, you know, and it's taken you take it usually about 11 o'clock, and it has small helpings of goulash made of beef or lamb, a bushel, that's hashed lung meat, served with a dumpling, a portion of warm pork with
you have
vinegar
this every
and horseradish
morning for
sauce,
breakfast?
Yeah, and maybe a pair of Frankfurter sausages.
Well, no,
that really
do you
starts me right
on
off.
That or just
oh
some
my
more
God.
Coffee?
No, just give me some more lung, please. A little more hashed lung meat. And some more Java.
Say, listen,
cup of mocha Java.
You work all day or you sleep all night?
Yes.
Yes, you do, right? That's a heavy breakfast for man. What do you do?
I'm a digester. Professional digester.
A professional digester.
Yeah, he works over in the brood. You used to be in the brood combs, I believe, but he moved down to the honeycombs now. You know, right down near the security First National honeycomb.
That's when I was with the two little women, but I had to give that up.
You did.
I'm living alone now. Yeah.
And working all day and sleeping all night.
Yep. It's a good way to make a living.
It sounds steady, at least.
I'm gonna have a vacation in about 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years.
I'm looking forward to it. I've been saving.
That's weird, man. 20 years is a long time, isn't it?
To me, it means nothing. My days and my nights are all confused
spend
anyway.
This vacation?
Well, I have plans. I'm going to go to church.
No, we'd like to know exactly where you're going to spend.
I'm going to do the Frühstück Church.
The
glutton's religion. You may have heard about it.
No.
Yeah, well, they just sit in there, little Indians, and they eat all day. Sleep all night.
That's a vacation for you to do that?
Oh, a vacation. It's a paradise.
I don't want it anymore, Dr. Gunderson.
Don't want what, child?
My coffee. The warden says he's tired of my coffee.
Well, it's been pretty clear that your coffee don't got zest appeal.
Zest appeal? What's that?
I don't know.
Oh.
That's the secret ingredient in Arizona Brothers coffee. Yeah, look here.
Huh?
A blend of the finest Brazilian soya beans, Chilean chicory nuts, and Spanish fly.
Oh.
Here, take this can home with you, Katie.
The next morning...
Maura, coffee warden.
Oh, no, I think I've had enough.
Ersatz Brothers Coffee, the real one. Look for the can in the plain brown can.
Glad to present a little local advertising. Local. Yeah,
that
keeps us going.
The
keeps
the
us going.
Get the spot
up. Cue for the folks.
Go to that.
We're not on the air, are we? There it is. Okay, take it away. 60 seconds.
Located in the basement of the Donut King Drive-In is a new and unique dining experience, freeway close but far enough to work up one heck of an appetite.
It's Vincent Tomain's Leg of the Crow Restaurant.
Yes, Leg of the Crow. Dining au naturel, nude and informal. As it was in Rome before the tourists came.
Vincent Tomain's Leg of the Crow Restroom, where your host Vincent is ever ready to tickle your palate with a golden feather, and the bathroom's just a quick trot down the hall.
Leg of the Crow, where the salad's tossed at you, not at your table, and sharing dessert with a stranger is almost a way of life.
And if you want to drink your dinner and dunk your date, there's a wine list that'd make a Greek burp. Squeezed, fresh at your table, and an aluminum thumbscrew just like Daddy used to do.
Wet your whistle with these fine selections. Chablis, Beaujolais, Nippon Cadet, Cabernet, Sauvignon, and Pinot Noir. Red, white, blue, any year, you name it, we print it, you drink it at Vince Tomain's Leg of the Crow Restaurant.
Conveniently located near the medical center, color TV in every room, phonetically translated real French menu, food to go, and free doggy bags supplied with every order of Vietnamese food.
At Vince Tomain's Domain, the Crippled Crow.
And remember, you only live once, but you have to eat every day.
Donald Duck and the piano.
What must be, and that's all. True love can make a blade of grass stand up straight and tall. In harmony.
Bob Dylan's back with the biggest surprise of all. He's learned to sing, sing real good and real high class. He's singing opera, that's right. It's Bob Dylan at the Met.
Hear Bobby singing Oreos from Scorsese, Coppola, B-Day, all in Barbarian and German. It's just like the 60s. You can't understand a word Bob is singing, and that's when he's at his best.
It's a beautiful album with pictures of Bob wearing a turban, a cowboy hat, a yarmulke, and a crown of thorns. And who's that singing the love duet with him from Car Wash?
Joan Baez.
Jim Nabors.
So if you're a Dylan fan.
And who wasn't?
Here's one record you won't have to take to church and smash with a hammer.
Available at Kraft's Last Tapes, The Cutout Circus, and all 93 Shoplifters Markets.
It's Bob Dylan.
At the Met.
Well, I know. I tried one last year.
Dad, you're on
that
acid.
Coolness was too much of a change for me. But maybe I ought to try again, as you suggest. Clue. Here I am on my fifth or sixth spud. Funny. I don't taste the menthol the way I did at the start. Say, that's a clue worth tracking down. Smoke spud. Menthol-cooled cigarettes. Yes, sir. The proof is in the second pack. Why, I don't even notice the first pack anymore. But it has its point. Ah, there's one. Makes the tobacco taste better. Keeps my mouth cool and clean and full of a long white tube. Mouth happiness, that's it, by golly. The Axton Fisher Tobacco Company, Incorporated from Louisville, Kentucky. You know, I smoke them. I eat them. Spuds.
The mantras and the chakras for Coke.
Things go better with Loco Coco. Things go better with Coke.
Oh, Afghanistan. Oh, Afghanistan. Oh, oh, Afghanistan, where bombs keep dropping from our planes. And the desert heat is really neat, but will soon cool off in winter rains. Hey!
Hey, guys, is that a mirage, or do I spy a kid with a sign up ahead?
Oh, I see him too, Sergeant.
And it looks like he's waving something.
You're right, Reverend. Hey, Ahmed, pull over. Let's check this boy out.
Let me get my camera. Could be a story here.
Right you are, Miss Olson.
Oh, I'm right? Am I Sergeant Blockbuster? I thought us reporters were part of the left-wing conspiracy.
Come on, children. Let's leave the pot shots for the Taliban stragglers, okay?
Pull up right here. Okay.
Maps to Bin Laden's caves. Get your maps here. Maps to the Al-Qaeda.
Isn't he cute? Look over here. Smile. Oh, God, it's...
Hey, kid, I'll take a map. How much?
10,000 Afghanistan dollars.
That's 25 cents American, Sarge.
Okay, Olson, throw him a handful from that bag of laundered cash we confiscated in Spin Bull Doctor.
Doctor, oh, yes, sure. Oh, it's still wet. Here you go.
I'll protect you, pretty lady. Oh, here is a map for you, too.
Oh, how sweet.
Hey, kid, isn't that a bottle of Coke I see sticking out of the sand there?
Yes, sir, it's mine. It's mine, sir.
I don't know about you guys, but I'm parched.
Oh, I could go for a slug.
A shot of sugar and caffeine.
Better than a wafer and wine, Reverend.
No, it's not for sale, you see. It's mine.
Abdul, everything's for sale.
But it's mine.
Oh, we'll give you more of this pretty, wet Afghan money for it.
Chuck, you must be thirsty for cash out here.
I'll even give you this shiny new quarter with a choking president on it.
Now, just a minute, Sergeant Blockbuster, but isn't that your good luck piece?
Come on, Reverend Godhead, you don't believe in superstitious nonsense like that, do you?
Well, I don't believe in that kind of superstitious nonsense, no.
This here rifle is my lucky piece.
Ooh.
Here, kid, real American Monopoly money. Buy yourself a government position. Now, give me that.
Hey,
all right,
please.
All right.
No.
Let's roll, Mommy.
Hurry up. I'm really hot.
You said it, baby, not me.
Watch it, soldier.
I am watching it.
Listen, I think we better open that bottle now, troops.
Okay, Pastor. Oh, ow, shit. I guess twist-off caps haven't been invented here yet. Got a church key, Reverend?
Of course I do, my son, but be careful how you'll use it.
Huh?
Well,
I think he's afraid that our driver might think you're out to circumcise him.
Oh, the unkindest cut of all, huh? These folks sure have a lot to learn. Get ready for some pure Coca-Cola pleasure.
Now pause that refreshes.
Things go better with Coca-Cola.
Things go better with...
Try to tell them it was mine.
It's that Kooky Coke Show, Saturday night at 8 on XBC. Be there!
George Tirebiter at one point on the Dwarf album says, but there's nothing to eat here. Well, that's right out of this poem. There is nothing to eat here. We play solitaire when it rains and try to kill birds with stones. And we play the game of stealing stones to make a shelter. At night, we climb to the top of the watchtower to look for clouds. During the day, we sleep. Rivers are difficult to find, although we can always hear them. We drink the juice of flowers and catch water in a hollow rock. The clay pots with painted lions are broken, and no one knows how to make them anymore. Someone came here to steal our books and left all the doors open to the weather. It is hard to be sentimental or achieve success in making love when no wood will burn, and the stones are too rough to stay in place without mortar. Hang on. Stay out of the sun. Never mistake the major arcana for the minor. Which is a little hint from the tarot deck that one should not think that everything is major in your life.
I hope you enjoyed your meal. If you're hungry for more Firesign, stay tuned to Firesign Theater Radio, where the audio buffet never closes.